Transform purpose to action. Hello and welcome, everyone, again for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I was in the moment. I couldn't hold back the tears. I was just overjoyed.
Just hearing that name being called and just the amount of pride that swells through you at that point in time, it's unreal.
Lots of hard work and dedication paying off for FFA members in Gatlinburg at their 89th annual convention. Several of the top awards have been handed out, including the Star in Agribusiness to Austin Acres of the Cumberland County chapter, who has a flourishing landscaping business.
It's transformed me from just a everyday normal person to being able to stand in front of crowds, to be able to talk in front of people, to be able to meet the new friends that you wouldn't have, to give you the opportunities that you wouldn't have. Without FFA, I wouldn't be owning my own business and operating it at 18 years old.
Winning the Extemporaneous Public Speaking Award was Hayden Baucom of the Riverside FFA chapter in Decatur County.
It was jaw-dropping, absolutely. When they called my name, I wasn't expecting it.
Baucom's speech topic was on how young farmers and ranchers can get started in a farming operation today. And he says thanks to the FFA, he and thousands of other young adults are much better prepared for any industry.
It's really meant a lot. It's kind of helped me decide some of the things I might want to do in life. It's helped me build leadership skills and personal skills and helped me talk to people more. You get out and you meet lots of people, and it's a good way to network because, you know, I know people from all across West Tennessee and even on into Middle and East Tennessee.
The state Star in AgriScience Award went to Aaron Wakefield of the Fayetteville FFA chapter.
So I got to research a couple of projects through my years. I researched two in the plant systems and the animal systems and the environmental systems, where I got to compete at nationals and state with those projects.
Now, more than 3,000 future farmers of America in those blue jackets have been in Gatlinburg this week attending the state convention, and today they will install a new slate of state officers to lead the organization for the next year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.